And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Corey Sandin's here, too. And we have Captain Dave, your saltwater guide here, and talking some fishing, right, Corey?
Oh, man, we're having a fun time and talking to Dave in between breaks and just
learning
having a
all
great
kinds
time.
Of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, you want to join us this morning? We're giving away a full-year membership to fishdope.com. A full-year membership to Dave's YourSaltwaterGuide.com. And that same lucky winner is going to win a choice of three rubs from Fisherman's Processing. And how much better could it be, man?
You FPGourmet.com.
You said the lines are full, but when there's a loose line, you want to join
There is
us.
One available. 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through a busy morning. And I want to throw out a huge thank you. I threw out a big thank you to our sponsors. Throw out a huge thank you to our listeners, too, because they followed us away from the radio and figured out, hey, that app. And that streaming is the coolest deal. I get a lot of calls in my office. What happened to you? What happened to you? I go, here's what you need to do. You need to go to the Google Play Store or you go to the App Store and download the free Let's Talk Hookup app. And people call me back and they go, wow, that thing's amazing. And so that's what you need to do. Or you just go on letstalkhookup.com. You hit the Mighty 1090 button there and that'll take a straight streaming there. Or you can do it on Alexa. You say, Alexa, play Mighty 1090, and that'll do it, too.
For some reason, I just think a bunch of Alexas just fired up.
Yeah.
With your command.
That's it. So, Dave, you were telling us on your saltwater guide about upgrades on your website. Let's talk about that, because Corey and I didn't know it. I was like, wow, this is cool.
Really cool stuff.
So I'm gonna go through this for all of you guys just to let you know what's going on over here. It's something totally different that no one's ever done for you guys before. And what it is, it's actual ability to get inside of my mind and figure out what's going on the water. I'm out there pretty much every day, and if I'm not, I know people that are telling me what's going on too. So I got a pretty good idea of what is happening. So what I did is I put all these videos together, and they cover everything from halibut fishing to fishing their rubber flying fish on the balloon, on the kite, to how to dock. The number one video on my website to look at is how to tie up your boat. And I cover everything. How to check your oil.
I mean, it sounds so simple, right?
Right.
But there's a lot to it.
And no one's ever showed anybody, and most people are afraid to ask. But all the stuff's available to you guys. Like I say, there's over 120 videos available to you guys for the $4.99 a month. Then what I've done is I've taken and I've made three other upgrades to the website for one-time buy-in of $20. You get to have the personal forums, which John was just on here talking about.
And John won second place in the halibut tournament. And what he did is he went on your upgrade.
Right.
And was
20
able
bucks a year.
Yep, one-time buy for $20. And it's a personal forums. And what you get to do is you get to ask me any question you want. And I answer it immediately. My phone dings the minute the question gets asked. And I answered, and it works at San Clemente Island. It works at Catalina.
Really?
Nowadays, the phones work everywhere, so there's really no downtime.
So for $20, you get unlimited access to Captain Dave.
Right, and I answer your questions immediately.
Amazing.
Immediately.
What's that worth, Corey?
What does Kelly think about this?
Yeah.
And then
middle of the night, what happened?
I know. And then if I can't answer your question properly with verbiage, I will make you a video. And if you go to the website and look at the personal forums. There's personal videos that I made for you guys just to answer your questions. There's a guy asked me how to fish the surface iron. I made him a whole video on how to fish the surface iron. And that's what this website does. And then we've taken another step, and we have the new game plans. Now, I work with Fish Dope, and this is not Fish Dope, and this isn't what
not a daily
I'm not telling
report.
You what's going on, who's catching what, where they're catching it at. I am telling you, once you go to Fish Dope and you figure out what's going on and you want to go offshore and chase that tuna, you can go to my website and look at the techniques of how to catch it when you get there. But what I've done also now is I take the information that I get from Jason and Ollie and Danny over at Fish Dope, and I make you guys a game plan. If I was going to go with you guys this weekend, I have a plan, and I give you 5 spots at Clemente that you could catch some fish at. I'll give you 5 spots on the west end of Catalina, 5 spots on the east end of Catalina where I know you can catch some fish if you stay with the plan. And then I give you a game plan for the coast, and I update
that. Now, does
that.
The game plan include, like, how to anchor, what to
no,
look at
you go back.
Current and things
you
like that?
You go back. There's condition. There's so many videos on the website that cover everything you're talking about. I show you how to read conditions, what conditions are, how they change on a daily basis. I also teach you how to anchor your boat. I have a whole anchoring series of videos of how to anchor. And this is all for fishing. This isn't how to anchor your 900.
This is for $5 a month.
Correct.
But unbelievable.
Then the little upgrades are $20 one time buy for and
for,
you get
for the whole year.
And you get the game plan for the whole year. And I update it every single week for you guys on Thursday night, so you have it for Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Now, let me ask you this. I have a question. So is it like the California Department of Fish and Wildlife where you buy it and it's only good from January to December? Is it good if I buy it in June? Is it good till June next year?
Here's the dilemma that
Don't
we face
the
on this. There's a dilemma. What happens is guys get involved in the website for the $5, okay? And then they're hanging out there on the website for 4 months, and then all of a sudden they decide at the 5th month to buy the game plan. Well, it's only going to be good for the next 7 months.
Gotcha.
Because
so it's only
good
for your term
of your 1 year
subscription. So just go in and buy the whole thing.
Well, yeah. Are you going there and check it out and see? I mean, you can rent it. I have rental, too, so for $10 you can rent it because you don't want to really spend the whole $20. So you want to rent it and see if it's worth
cool.
your while.
Like,
you can
like
rent it.
Now, what's gas? Last time I checked, gas is almost $5.
$5
a gallon.
Now,
so there's like 4 gallons of gas you get
yeah.
it for a year. Hey, let's jump into the phones. They are packed, and they want to talk to Captain Dave.
And they want to talk to him. Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling from Torrance. We welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Corey. Good morning, Pete and Dave. How you guys doing?
Good, Mike.
Great.
Good. Hey, I wasn't aware that you were involved in that Dan Jackson video at Catalina. That was an all-time favorite.
Thank you.
Can't beat that one.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. I've watched that too many times.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I want to ask you about the end of a bluefin fight. If you've got a big bluefin on the line and you're on a private boat, what are your tips for getting it in the boat? For some reason, it doesn't want to come in the boat at the end. Can you help
right.
us out on that
well,
one?
Well, here's what I teach you on my – you'll go and there's a video available of how to land a giant bluefin. And what I – my technique I teach is that you keep the boat in gear, down swell, at it – not 8 knots, but in and out of gear, keeping the boat moving down swell. Why not in the trough? Because it's no fun in the trough. So we turn the whole
unless
boat –
unless you have a sea keeper.
Well, yeah, unless you have a sea keeper. But we're talking about your private boat. So what we do is we turn the boat down swell and have in and out of gear, clicking it down swell so the fish never gets into that death circle. I don't let them get into that circle spinning around straight up and down. We got the boat kicking ahead a little bit at a time, and that keeps them off the back of the boat, and it keeps dragging them up. You're going to have to – if we're talking the big fish. We're not talking these – 50 to 100-pound fish. We're talking the 200 and 300-pound fish, and we're fishing them with heavy line and heavy drag, and we're getting that fish to start to plane off that back corner. And if we keep the boat in gear a little bit and keep walking him, he doesn't get into his death circle. Then when he gets up on the surface, you simply gaff him in the pectoral fins on the middle of his chest, and it turns the fish upside down. They've never been upside down in their life before. The minute you turn them upside down, they stop moving. You pull them onto the boat, then they go absolutely bananas when they hit the deck. But for that few seconds, when you gaff them in the middle of their pecs, they stop moving. And
really?
I've seen many, many guys gaff them in the back, and the thing goes 100 miles an hour into a circle, rips the gaff out of your hand. People go, well, we can't gaff him in the chest because he's up. Yeah, you can. Just take a second out of your busy day and wait for that shot. And that kill shot in the chest, I can get it. One time by myself, flip them upside down, and then everybody else sticks gaffs in them, and then we drag them onto the boat.
What about a breakaway gaff? Is that a recommended thing?
Flying gaff? I don't know. We don't use that because we're not if we're going to fish 800-pound blue marlin or something, we're going to use that flying gaff.
But I understand what you're doing. I mean, you get them coming up, and by planing them, you're not allowing them to get their head down an inch.
Right.
To get into that
death circle.
Yeah, right. So you keep them planing up.
That's brilliant.
You're able to get that chest shot that you want.
Right.
And by turning them upside down, I mean, I've done it. We've seen how they do that. They keep sharks and they keep things sedated.
It stops them dead in their tracks.
It sedates them. It's the weirdest thing ever. You can do that with a largemouth. You could do it with a calico bass. Yeah.
Like when you're bridling a bait, you turn them upside down
so they stop wiggling.
It's weird.
So here's the other tip that Captain Dave gave me, too. One of them, because we battled, actually close to Dave, a giant for 2 hours and 45 minutes, and we finally lost it. It chewed through. And one of the things I was doing wrong is I didn't have the boat in gear. I let the thing go into circles, and I think we would have had a better shot at that fish had we planed him up like that Captain Dave said. But the other thing I installed on my boat after tacking to Captain Dave, because I do use bent butt rods for the flyers and the bigger baits, is that vertical rod holder with the swivel in it.
Exactly.
I call it the Wicked Tuna rod holder.
Yeah,
right?
The 90-degree rod holder.
Yeah, the 90-degree rod holder. What a game changer that is.
That way the rod's not laying down when you're trying to keep the rod in the rod holder to fight the fish.
Right.
And I know that's a lot of purists say that's the wrong way to do it. They like to hold the pole, but...
But here's the thing. I want that darn thing on the boat,
the end of the day, everybody wants to see the picture with you holding it up by the tail.
And I want some of that fisherman's processing poke mix. Yeah. And I want that fish on the deck. I want some food for tonight,
And so, Mike, what I would tell you is, if you don't want to make the whole year commitment, go on the website for $4.99 for the month and go on there and watch the video. I explain it all on the video. I show you exactly how to battle the fish. I show us how to... We do the whole thing. We got a 300, the one that's in the video is 287 pounds, and we show you the exact way to battle it right up to the end, and when we gaff it in the chest and flip it upside down, and you can see the boat going forward the whole time, the whole thing. Every single thing that we talk about, everything you guys can possibly think of, we've done that scenario more than most, and it's a video. You can go watch whatever you're trying to figure out.
Check it out. Yoursaltwaterguide.com is the website. Mike, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Man, the line's been packed up, PTR packed, and let's talk to Tim. Tim's calling from Bonita this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Thanks for being patient,
morning,
Tim.
Dave. Morning, Pete and Corey.
Morning.
Good morning.
Dave, I'm not getting much response out of your website other than your phone number.
I'm sorry.
I'm the guy you talk to at Stay at the Docks. I got a new CH-500.
Oh, yeah, and I'm calling you tomorrow. I've been with my boss all week with his family on the boat, so I just haven't had any time to call you. So I'm calling you up on the way home from San Diego today, and we're going to talk about that and get on the boat here in the next week.
Cool.
All right, sorry about
that. I can't wait.
I've just been super busy.
All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning, and I mean, when Captain Dave says it, he'll do it. You'll call.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got his number?
Yeah, he's got me.
Okay.
Hey,
right,
there was a lot
good going
on between Day at the Docks and Easter Sunday, too.
And your dad's birthday party.
Yeah, well, I've done 32 seminars since March 1st.
Wow. That's a lot of seminars.
That's a lot going on.
Call this morning. Let's jump back in the phone.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Doug. Doug from Montebello. Good morning. Welcome
to the
show.
One and only.
The one and only. Good morning.
Yeah, I got an offbeat comment right now. If the Department of Fish and Wildlife isn't going to cut down for the fishing license, have a full calendar year, why can't they cut it down about every 25% every quarter of the year, every 3 months? Just cut the price down.
Wouldn't that be beautiful? But
it's not going to work.
Wouldn't that be cool if we could answer those kind of questions?
Yeah. Hey, the state loves their revenue, and by all means, it goes into the general fund and filling our potholes and whatever else. And
CCA California. How about that gas tax? You know, that gas tax that people got tricked into voting for, and now we're paying for it?
Right.
I mean, where's all that money going,
In the Gavin Newsom's pocket?
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Into Gavin Newsom's pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay. He's got to pay for his wineries, right? He's got to pay for those wineries.
Hey, the smile gives it away.
Yeah.
Let's jump back into it.
Yeah,
let's jump back into the lines, Pete. How about that?
Let's do it. Does free up a toll-free line, 877-792-1090.
Oh, that was a good one, Doug. But let's talk to Hills. Hills, call from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a comment. I want to support Dave on the giving people spots. Like, you know what? I'm getting old. And I'm going to be gone. I've had a lot of success surf fishing here in Ventura. And I just because I give up my spot doesn't mean they're going to know when or how to fish it, you know. And but I want the youngsters to be able to fish, you know. And then
absolutely.
Another thing is you guys are talking about those big bonitos. Man, last summer we caught some big ones, like 5 to 8 pounds at Catalina, and the deckhand bucket bled those things. You know, head down in a bucket with the raw water, pop a gill, and then on the way home, we sliced those things, sashimi those things up. Oh, man.
The best.
Delicious.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
They're the only thing is they're very fragile. You have to really take care of them. Even putting them in a bucket, if you're going to let them bounce back and forth on the bucket, it'll bruise them. I mean, you have to be very – they're just fragile, you know. Bleed them. Take care of them, ice them.
Get them on ice.
Yes, yeah. That's number one, too, yep.
No, good point. You know, and how about that? A 15-pound bonita? They're not uncommon right now.
So fatty.
On, like, the San Diego and the Liberty, those guys, they're getting them.
You talk to the older Japanese guys, Hills, and their favorite fish, if it's not bonito, it's bluefin. And if it's bluefin, I promise you, their number two is going to be at least a 5-pound bonito or better. And they start to get a fatty content to them, and they're 100% delicious.
Imagine how fatty a 15-pound bonito
is. Oh, my God.
How? Yeah, and I always laugh when I think about bonito is I laugh about Donnie Brockman. He used to call them saber-tooth stripers.
Exactly.
Which they are, right? Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Hills. And you're right. Share with the kids your information, and that's the future of fishing.
Absolutely.
For sure. You know, Mark Wish wrote Between 2 and 20 Fathoms. He wrote in the Gray, all those great books. He gave away a lot of information and took a lot of heat for that. But, you know, he's helped so many people get on fish and learn how to fish Catalina Island and other spots, a lot like what Dave's doing, right?
Yeah, we've been doing it for a long time, so sorry.
Just found a way to share the passion.
Absolutely.
And carrying on like Hills was saying, you know.
Yeah, and you're not giving it all away. You still got to read the signs and read the signals.
That's the cool part about the website.
It's not about the spots, like Mark Wish always says. It's about the conditions.
The conditions are super important.
You can give away all the spots in the world. If you're not reading the conditions, you're not going to catch anything, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's what
the most important part of fishing spots.
Yeah,
is conditions. Surf everywhere.
And you know, fishing calicabass. Honestly, I mean, from Mission Bay to Point Loma is over 8 miles of kelp line, and if I caught them in a 1 mile stretch for 3 days in a row, doesn't mean that the next three at the complete opposite end. Seriously, I mean.
Okay, let's talk about calico fishing, because I've been out calico fishing with you, and you are the master.
I love
reading
it.
That's my favorite.
You do. Yeah.
So you go out. Let's take a Fort Loma kelp beds, for example. You go out and you see what condition and where. What are the things that people should look for when they're going calico bass fishing?
Well,
because it's coming up on the prime time for calico.
It is, honestly, and I promise you that Dave's going to probably back me on every one of them. Is number one, it's current.
Yeah.
And
what if you have no current?
Are you just out? If you have no current and you know the spots, you can still get bites, but it's not going to be what it is with just the most minimal of current. If you have the most minimal, it just puts everything in an organized position, meaning that when you have that current, they put their face into the current and lead up to the front, and you know where to target them.
Okay.
You know, and they could be sitting on a rocky area, let's say maybe half a mile in diameter,
mm-hmm.
and with that organization, you have that whole square mile narrowed down to now a 100-yard section.
To the edge.
Ah.
The edge of the... and. Perfect example. Corey and Ike, we can drive to the kelp beds, or we can drive to the. We can tell you as we're getting there if we're going to get bit or not. We can already tell you, and if it looks right, if the current's going downhill and the water's pretty clean and there's bait flipping and birds working, we're.
Oh, you already know.
Smile on our face, so big because we know it's about to be.
Yeah,
it's going to be game
on.
But we can get to the same spot the next day, like Corey was just saying, and it could be the water could be off color, and there's no current, and we're not even stopping.
Or, Dave, it could have been completely different the hour before.
Yes.
You
go out in the morning, you go out in the afternoon, could be two completely different oceans.
And here's one thing that really makes a local difference, too, and at Clemente, too. Clemente is a big one. because some of the best times they get out there, like, are in the fall with less wind, and some of those early morning missions, it's super low tide, and the kelp's up, and it just, it's not like the best of conditions, but if you get a little bit of wind, like 3-4 mile an hour wind, not a lot, but just a little bit, it'll actually give you a little bit of surface current. And it's not like an organized current that you would like to see for yellowtail fishing or sea bass or anything else, but it'll make a huge difference in the kelp for calico fishing. Just a little bit of wind.
Just a little wind.
A little wind. Okay. If you have no current at all, you've gone from no current to 4 mile an hour wind, there's some bites to be had.
So let me ask you this, Corey, because you and I have done this. There's some great stones along the San Diego coastline.
Yes.
That we fish and have had huge success. I can go, and I know a lot of the stones just from surfing a lot out there. I can go out there one day, and it's like there's a lot of fish on it.
A lot of life.
And then the next day, you can't catch anything.
Or you don't see anything. A lot
of that, what changes?
What you're describing to me is probably more bait dependent.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe the grunting come through, maybe some sardine have come through. And
so are they not living on those stones? I mean, there's rocks there, right?
Well, the calicos are, but you have macrame.
Why aren't they biting?
Well, because when you add a little bit of sardine or a little bit of grunting or something to the mix, you've activated them. You've got them all fired up. And what drives the activation? Think about it. You put 100 calicos into a pool. You put in one sardine. Well, you've got 100 calicos pretty darn fired up, but it's gone. Okay, it's gone that quick. The activity's over. You put in 100 sardines. You think about it. Every one of those calicos needs to eat about 4 or 5 of those sardines before they're full.
Uh-huh.
But you put in 100 of them. There's 100 fish trying to eat.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so you've created an absolute scene. Like you witnessed
a feeding frenzy.
They can't get all 100 of them that quick. You've created just, it might take them 15 minutes to get the 100 fish, and you've created a madhouse of activity that Dave's absolutely fidgety about right now.
Oh, yeah.
To get on it.
We call it increasing the prey density level in the water. Prey density level increases. That's my big technical term. Woo! Yeah.
That's why you want to load up on bait at the Everingham Brothers, right?
Yes. That's why I have that giant bait tank on my center console. But I'm a different fisherman. I mean, Corey and I are fishing for the same fish. We're just doing it two different ways. I'm throwing bait, and he's throwing plastics. And he's probably going to catch 3-1 on mine. But I can make them bite. I can start throwing a bunch of chum and start to increase the prey density level in the water if the conditions are right. Corey's going to have to bang, 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 bang until he finds that area. I can make it bite if I have enough bait in my bait tank. If there's current, I can throw enough bait in the water to make them start biting.
That slight organized position of having a little bit of current, narrowing that square mile down to a 100-yard section, Dave's going to be on fire.
There you go.
Exactly.
But to carry that a little bit further, Pete, before we carry on, so the next day you go and you don't see any activity at all,
right,
is because those 100 fish don't have competition. There's no bait coming through, and there's not the activation level. So all those 100 fish are looking at each other, and they look at one bait go by, but it's not.
They're not fired up.
They're not fired up, yes.
Right. They look maybe a plastic. They drop a plastic next to them, and they go, oh, no, I'm not eating that.
But here's the thing. You get more than one fish up on the plastic.
Yes.
You get the second or third
competition.
Then you get the competition level, and there you go, okay?
Game on.
You got number one going in the boat, back in the water, number two, three, and on beyond. You're having a fun day from there on.
There they go. All right. Hey, you want to get through? We have open line, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Open right now. You have a chance to win that great prize package, so let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Harry. You got me all fired up, Dave, and let's talk to Harry. Harry called from Chula Vista this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Harry.
I've been studying the grunion lately, and one of the things I noticed is they don't really migrate. They stay in the same area pretty much, but they do run from Point Conception down south to Point Abrejos. And also, their habitat is from the breakwaters to about 60 feet in the water. So if you're fishing in the ocean for a halibut deeper than 60 feet, you might not get as many as they're probably hanging out more where all that bait is you're talking about. And one thing about the grunion, the females may spawn up to 6 times each season, and lay between 1,600 and 3,600 eggs during 1 year's spawn.
It's, you know, Harry, it is so cool. Grunion are one of the coolest things we have in the inshore fishery, so overlooked. I remember my parents taking me to Cabrillo, actually, Cabrillo and Huntington Beach and Seal Beach when I was a young lad living in the Hawaiian Gardens area, and we went and did that kind of thing, and we struck out a lot, but my mom just knew I had a passion and would take me, and it just, it's one of those weird little fish that's in our inshore,
And calicos eat them.
Let me tell you.
Halibut eat
everything.
Now, and that, is that why you make a grunion-colored plastic, MC swim bait?
Grunion play a huge role, Harry, in the inshore fishery.
Yes.
For halibut, for calico bass. But you're looking too deep. 60 feet, 30 feet, you're looking too deep.
Okay.
30 feet in, now you're talking about the impact zone. And I've seen it, Harry. So they, let's say they're running on a particular beach, and they change up and down. Let's say Pacific Beach, and they're going to run for the next couple nights. Well, they're not in that shallow 5 feet of water zone. You'll see them breezing. They make little breezers, like as big as your car or truck, and maybe twice the size at the biggest.
Wow.
And they get in little breezers, and they get out in 25 feet of water, and they wait to come to the inside, and
dark.
It's a whole darn feeding. There's a whole life cycle built around the grunion runs, and it's pretty darn exciting, Harry.
Indeed,
it's neat. Thank you.
All right, Harry, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, man, we got more with Captain Dave and your saltwater guide. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup Network. We'll be right back on this Easter Day.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's coming up this Thursday through Sunday, and it is the West's oldest and biggest yacht show. It's the Newport Boat Show, celebrating 46 years as the premier yacht show in the West. In beautiful Newport Beach, and spend the day with some of the finest yachts in the West. More than 200 boats, trawlers, motor yachts, sport fishers, sailboats, and more. You'll find a wide range of new products and services that make owning and operating a big boat more enjoyable. It's April 25 through 28 at Lido Marina Village, and it's Thursday noon to 7, Friday, Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 5. Admission's only $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Make it a great family day. Free off-site parking and shuttle service is available. Just check NewportInWaterBoatShow.com for more information. That's NewportInWaterBoatShow.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com. AmericanFishing.com and find a dealer near you.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup Network, and we're having a fun time.
We're
man.
Getting a seminar here in between the show here, and you're getting
it.
A seminar here on Let's Talk Hookup too. It's been fantastic between Corey and Dave. I'm learning a lot. I don't know about you, but if you want to get through, ask a question, make a comment. Here's your chance. 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Daniel. Daniel's calling from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, just glad to hear you here on the app. When the 1090 signal went down, we were worried we weren't going to be able to hear our Let's Talk Hookup on the way to church. But we're glad to hear you again.
Are you listening on the app?
We are, yeah.
All right, fantastic, Daniel. Thanks for finding us.
And I just wanted to, my son and I were just wondering, like, how is this summer looking for the tuna season? Is it going to be a warm water season? Are they going to move all the way up, or is it going to be more of a long range?
I want to hear Dave's opinion.
Well, right now, we're in cold water. We've got more cold water offshore than we've seen in a long time. But look at this bluefin. This bluefin is not warm water based fish. It's a water based fish. It has to have water. We know that for a fact. But it doesn't matter if it's warm or I think if it gets too warm, you're not going to see the bluefin. But I mean, 2015, it showed us that we don't know what the heck we're talking about because we had 75 degree water and we had wide open bluefin. So you can throw all that stuff away. I don't really know, but I can tell you right now that it doesn't look like a warm water year, but it looks like a good yellowtail and bluefin year with the amount of fish that are at the Coronados as far as that yellowtail goes.
Man, the full-day boats are just...
Are you seeing the meter marks they're getting?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Unbelievable.
Awesome. Insane counts, amount. Man. And then that bluefin fish that's down the line there, and it's willing to eat. That's the most amazing thing about the early season bluefin. I mean, Corey, Pete
normally
can tell
it
you,
doesn't, right?
You see it, but you don't catch it. Now they're catching it, and they're seeing it, and it's the weirdest thing. And if you look, the highway is set up beautiful for that fish to come right up here to Clemente again because there is a phenomenal amount of bait.
And, Dave, you've seen that happen overnight, literally.
Stuff moves on the moon. And you
40 miles in just a 24-hour period.
Right. So next week it could be a huge move and be in one day range.
Could be right out here because there's a lot of clean water offshore, 43, the Katana, the Cortez. That fish can swim really quick right up into our water. But as far as that warm water fish, that Dorado and that yellowfin, we may see that, but I would look like the end of August for it.
September.
I mean, historically, that's when we used to catch it, Corey, man, if you think.
Yeah.
We start catching albacore in July, and then you see that yellowfin and Dorado trickle in August.
Okay, you brought up the albacore. What are your thoughts on, I mean, we've come out of 5 years of, like, epic warm water, Wahoo local, just that kind of thing. And what do you, I mean, you described it a little bit. You said there's some little bit colder water on the outside. And what are your thoughts?
Well, I talked about it a lot in my seminars. And like I said, you can throw the history books away. Nothing really makes any sense. But the last time we had good albacore fish in 1999, we had a phenomenal amount of rain in 1999, like we had this year.
Which we've had this
year. We had a phenomenal amount of rain, and the hills were all super green, and the albacore were here. We had a lot of anchovies in the water. We had cooler water, you know, so everything's set for that albacore, and wouldn't it be spectacular? There's a lot of people fishing today that don't even know what an albacore looks like.
I mean, that's kind of crazy, isn't it, really?
We haven't seen that fish in our bite for so long, and it's going to come. It's all cyclical. It will come. Hopefully it comes before I'm gone. But
a lot of fishermen under the age of 30, really. I mean,
haven't seen them.
And think about fly line and such a small chovy. You're like, you're searching through for the biggest one. It might be 3 inch. They're literally so skinny, they're transparent.
And that's good for you because they eat the swim bait just
fine. They eat the swim bait very well.
On the slide, baby.
Yeah, the cold sniper,
Hey, I think that's what that was made
for. I'll tell you, Corey's bait on the slide, though. If you drop one of Corey's baits and on the slide, you're on. Game on.
Daniel, you brought up a loaded question.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, speaking of great trips, I mentioned it yesterday. There were two spots left. I hope, hopefully somebody grabbed them. But if not, it's our Loretto Rumble. It's coming up in May, mid-May there, May 20th. And it's with Cast Tours and Let's Talk Hookup. I'll be there. It's going to be so much fun. Loretto's such an awesome place. We're Yellowtail, Cabrilla, great season. We're staying at the beautiful La Mission Hotel right on the Malecon. We have oceanfront rooms included at no extra charge. The spot, the package is so reasonable. And Cast has packaged it great with 2 or 3 days of fishing, your choice. And Sport Fishing Association of California has stepped up big time to offer the first, second, and third place grand prizes for that, the largest yellowtail. First place, $500 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Second place, $300 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Third place, $100 gift card for the largest yellowtail. And that's all courtesy of the Sport Fishing Association of California and all their efforts. Of course, we'll be down there. And then the week after, Ricky will be down there doing a live broadcast with Ken Frankie and the gang from the La Mission Hotel down in Loretto. That's going to be a great time. But if you want to grab the last spots available, call Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or check out casttours.com and come with us for that Loretto Rumble.
Yeah, Cast puts together the awesome packages, and Loretto's that old Mexico. When I say that, it is one of the most beautiful little towns in Baja.
That's it is.
Like, it's old. It's an old French mining area, and it's a colonial look to it, and cobblestone streets, and just beautiful.
And nonstop flights out of LAX on Alaska Airlines have been very inexpensive. Cass was talking like $250 round trip, and then you can, if you want to fly out of the CBX, Eric Calafia flies out of there too. But I mean, how about that?
Beautiful,
inexpensive, beautiful place to go. And I'm telling you, you go once to Loretto, you will be back.
Old world Mexico,
yeah,
beautiful.
For sure. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Huntington Beach this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Hey, guys. Awesome show as always. I've been to a few of Dave's seminars, but I've never heard him talk about his charter boat that he runs. And I wondered if you could expand on that and talk about what the options are for chartering your boat out of Dana Point there.
All right, so it's a 65-foot Hatteras that's been all refitted, brand-new engines. We have a 320-gallon bait tank.
320-gallon bait tank?
Yeah, it holds a lot of bait.
You take a jacuzzi in that sometimes?
I was just going
to
say,
if you needed to. It's a pretty big bait tank for a 65-foot boat, and then being involved with the family business and being connected with the Everingham brothers and everything, we have the best bait on the coast for Dana Point. So we get really good bait, and we carry more bait than any other six-pack boat, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think normally we leave the dock with no less than 15 scoops. And then we have the best tackle that you could possibly have on the boat. Everything's pretty much brand new because of my relationship with Okuma. So all the stuff we have is brand new.
And all that years of rigging tackle, I'll bet that's all rigged and ready to go.
Oh, yeah. It's got brand new line and new hooks and everything else. We're sponsored by a lot of people. All the gaffs are brand new from Promar. Everything on the boat's pretty much brand new. And if it gets a little bit old, we just replace it with brand new stuff all the time. The boat sleeps comfortably. Comfortably. Everybody has their very own bed. It sleeps comfortably, seven people.
Wow.
There's four bathrooms, four showers, one jacuzzi bathtub.
What?
I know.
Are you kidding
it
me?
It sucks. And then enclosed wheelhouse, CH250 sonar up in the wheelhouse. I'm still trying to learn how to use it.
Yeah.
We have 30-foot tower. We have three pairs of gyro-stabilizing binoculars. Thank you, Jimmy Kingsmill. And I don't know. We get lucky. We find some fish once in a while, but you're comfortable all the time. We've got a big barbecue. We're cooking killer food.
So cool.
And it's probably the most comfortable six-pack charter boat on the coast as far as I'm concerned. I'm kind of partial. It's my boat, but I don't think you're going to find one better. And we don't charge a phenomenal amount. We charge the going rate as everybody else, and we can talk about that offline. You can call me at 949-374-0786. But what I try to do is if the fish are biting on the Cortez, we're going to leave in the dark and be there when they start biting. We cruise at 20 knots. But in the dark, we cruise 12 or 15 knots, and then as soon as it gets light, we're at 20. But we like to be
20 knots. That's a big boat to go 20 knots.
Yeah, and that's what we cruise at all the time. And we try to be where the fish are when they turn the lights on, and then we usually fish until it gets dark. So in the winter time, we like it. It gets dark at 4, but in the summertime, it's an 18, 20-hour day for me, but that's okay. I never give up. I never stop fishing. It's all about trying to catch that last fish for you guys, so...
Pretty cool, Dave.
Pretty nice. So
we do our very best.
So if you want to charter it, just give Captain Dave a call. What's your phone number?
949-374-0786. But please, guys, there's no reason for all of you not to be a part of this website. For $4.99, it's like buying a gallon of gas.
Yeah, and you just need to go to yoursaltwaterguy.com.
Correct.
Yeah.
And normally I do answer all the questions except for that one guy, and I apologize, but I'm going to call you on the
way. Well, there was a lot going on. Hey, Date the Docs was on
Thanks
Sunday.
Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that.
Easter Sunday. Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Yeah, let's try and sneak in another call.
Let's do it. Should we talk to Mo? Mo's calling from Redwood City, California.
Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Dave, on your side sonar, do you have it on your big boat?
Yes, we have the CH250.
Yeah, what tilt and degree do you, or yardage, you know, distance do you set it for when you're looking for the bluefin tuna now?
Well, when we're fishing that bluefin, what I'm doing is I'm probably looking at 300 to 500 feet of water to the depth, the outside part of the ring's going to be the tilt's going to be down so that very outside ring's going to be at like somewhere between 300 and 500 feet. Depending on where I'm marking that fish on the up and down the day before we saw the fish. So it's going to constantly be changing. I'm going to be adjusting the tilt all the time depending on the depth of that fish. But that bluefin seems to show up deeper than the yellowfin. So the yellowfin, we're going to have the tilt a little bit higher. But normally I don't look out farther than 400 feet from the sides of the boat. And then the depth's going to change depending on the depth of the fish throughout the day and that thermal cline. I'm never going to look below the thermal cline. So if the thermal cline's at 400 feet, I'm never going to look deeper than 400 on the outside part of the ring of the sonar. But it's always changing. It's always, you got to keep adjusting and changing the thing.
And it might get to where you're seeing the fish down at 100 to 180 feet, so
right.
Then you've got to
bring the tilt up.
Yeah, the fish are coming up.
Constantly changing.
Right. That's the cool thing about having a sonar like that.
Yes.
Pretty amazing. But what's more important, the up and down or the sonar for you?
The sonar.
Yeah,
sonar.
Because you've actually got an up and down with the sonar.
Right, but we're using two of them together, but we got to find them first. So 90% of the time, you're not going to just drive right over the top of them. So you're going to spot them off to the left or off to the right. Then you make your turn. And then that sonar is going to show you what depth they're at.
You're hoping to get them out at 300 or 400 feet so you don't run them over.
Right, because it'll shut them down, too. They hate the sound of the boat. That's why bluefin are so sketchy all the time. But real quick, I know we're about to go off. Hey, I want to put a shout-out to all my brothers and sisters at Local 831. I promised you guys I'd say good morning to you guys. Local 831 brothers and sisters, have fun setting up your trade shows this morning. And I'll see you guys real soon in January.
All right.
And happy Easter to them, too.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thanks, Bo, for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try and sneak in Tom in San Diego real quick, Tom. About 30 seconds left for you.
Well, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
I just wanted to ask Captain Dave, what do you see? I mean, I'm not talking the 200 to 300 pounder, although wish.
Yeah.
But somebody that's caught, say, a 50-pound bluefin and transitioning to a 100, 150-pounder, what do you consider some of the most important tips on landing that thing or getting it close to the gaff?
Make sure your drag is set. The drag is the most important part of this whole thing. If your drag is too loose, you're going to be fighting that fish for hours and not making any headway. And if your drag's too tight, your line's going to break. And the best thing to do is if you're going out on a sport boat with one of the guys, you're going to want to look to the captain or one of the top deckhands on the boat, and you're going to ask him, hey, feel my drag. And it's super important. Right after you catch a fish, you got to check your drag again. That drag, Art Taylor was talking about it yesterday. I listened to the show. That drag is so important on the reel to determine how long it's going to take you to battle that fish. So you got to check that drag. It's super important, and you got to use the right pound test for the battle that you're about to be on.
And I'll mention this, too. If you set it the night before, you need to check it again because it can change.
Oh, absolutely.
With moisture content
with
in the air.
The heat, temperature, during
everything.
The day when it gets hotter, it gets tighter, it gets looser. It's constantly changing. You got to check it all the time, and the drag is the most important thing.
You got to have it tight.
And don't use your thumb as a drag.
No. That's
number
the
one negative.
Thing. Yeah. So how tight is too tight, Dave? Is there such a thing?
Yeah. Well, it all depends on the line. If on that 130s that we're using, we're using 40 pounds of drag, you can't pull that out with your hand. You have to use the scale. But 90% of you guys with your reel, if you can grab the line with your hand and pull the line off and it doesn't cut your hand, then it might be too loose. But if you can grab it and it doesn't come off at all and it cuts your hand down to the bone, then it's too tight. But you got it. It's a happy medium. You got to figure it out.
Yeah.
And it's easy to calibrate with a darn scale.
With the scale makes it super simple. But a lot of guys don't have that.
If you're on your own, but Art had the best suggestion of all. Walk over to one of the deckhands. They could do it every day.
Right.
Walk over a day and say, check my drag. They'll pull on it, and you'll say, you're too tight, you're too loose.
And then if it breaks off, then you can blame the deckhand.
Exactly.
Woo!
There you go.
Is.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Kelly, put the bacon on. I'm coming home, baby. Put the bacon on.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this killer package. We're having a fun time in the studio. We'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
San Diego's sports leader,
the home of ESPN Radio,
the Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on this lovely Easter day. And we have one lucky winner of this full-year membership to fishdope.com, the full-year membership to your saltwater guide with Mr. Dave Hansen, and the choice of three rubs from Fisherman's Processing or FishProsGourmet.com.
FPGourmet.com. Yeah, thanks to Sean and the gang over there at FP Gourmet for that. And thanks to Ollie and Jason and the great gang over at FishDope.com for that. And thanks to you, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide.
Yes,
how do we
sir.
Get a hold of you, buddy?
Go to YourSaltwaterGuide.com, guys. YourSaltwaterGuide.com and check me out there. Plus, I do tons of reports for Fish Dope, so you can find me on there, too. Fish Dope or YourSaltwaterGuide.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday right here on Let's Talk Hookup, whether it be on the Mighty 1090 or whether it be on the app, we'll be here for sure.
Or follow us
streaming
on social media.
Absolutely.
And find out what exciting might be happening.
We'll keep you posted exactly what's going on. And, yes, I'm off for this is the longest vacation I've ever had in 27 years.
You deserve
of
it,
Let's
man.
Talk Hookup here. I'm going to miss two whole weekends, but Corey and Ricky will be here. We're going to Japan, my wife and I, and we leave at 1 o'clock today. So
woo-hoo,
I'm on
good
my way
you.
To the airport.
Yay.
So we're out of here, but I'll be keeping you informed about what's going on exactly with radio stations and the app. Just follow our social media and follow our be sure to subscribe to our email blast and also our website. We'll keep you posted on our website about what's going on there at letstalkhookup.com. But while I'm gone, next Saturday and Sunday, Corey and Ricky will be here with Captain Brian Kiyohara from American Angler next Saturday. That's going to be a great
exciting
show. And then next Sunday, Captain Clowers, who does a lot of local guide service here in San Diego, going to be a great couple of shows. Thanks to Adam for all he does, and Adam will keep you informed, too, about what's
Pete,
going on.
Before we get out of here, our lucky winner was John in Temecula.
John in Temecula
yes,
was the lucky winner.
He
won.
John wins.
Yeah, all right.
Have fun in Japan.
All right. Thanks very much,
bye.
Corey. Thanks for covering, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.